right? Why did he go to jail? Because he ordered someone to kill somebody else. You can't order somebody's death in this country and not go to jail. John Gotti died in jail as a result. Are y'all with me? So now if he ordered Malcolm's death, then where's the proof? The FBI doesn't have any proof. Now, let's see. Did Elijah Muhammad want Malcolm X dead? Now, y'all heard of Brother Benjamin Kareem. How many of y'all saw the Malcolm X movie? Raise your hand. Okay, wonderful. And see, I got to deal with the movie. Let me deal with the movie right now.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Because see, everything in the movie is not true. And whenever you're dealing with something that's half the truth, then it's a lie. You follow what I'm saying? One thing the movie tries to tell you is that Malcolm X was poor, right? He go, his children ain't got no clothes in the room, right? Malcolm X was not poor. All of his bills were paid by the Nation of Islam. His mortgage was paid by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. His car note was paid by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. His salary of $1,000 a week was paid by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Y'all don't get $1,000 a week right now, right? I don't get $1,000 a week. It's $2,500. So he wasn't poor. This man lived in a mini mansion. He wasn't poor. He had to pay for nothing but, you know, maybe his suits, whatever he wanted. You understand what I'm saying? And see, as a Negro, see, we don't want a man to live like that. We want our leaders to be poor and broke. But how can you lead a people if you're wondering where your next, where your bill payment is coming from? See, the FBI did research in the 1950s and 60s, and they found out that the thing that would make black people leave their leaders is if you find out they've been messing with the money. That will make us leave our leaders quicker than anything else. The man could be having sex with everything in the church. We don't care about that, so the FBI said. But if we find out he's messing with the money, then we leave the leader. Now, let's see. After the Million Man March, what did they say? What did the enemy say? What happened to the money? Is that right? When Ben Chavis was over the NAACP, what did they charge him with? They charged him with misappropriating the money, right? When Ben Hooks was over the, what was it, the Black Baptist? Whoever was over the Black Baptist. I don't know if it was Ben Hooks, but it was somebody over the Black Baptist. He just went to jail. Why? Stealing money. Is that right? When Mel Reynolds here in Chicago went to jail, what did they say? He was stealing money. See, the thing that makes us leave our leaders is we find out they've been doing something with the money. And you all are crazy enough to think, well, Minister Farrakhan, he live in that big old house. He got a limousine. Well, how should he live? Have you ever been to his house? I've been to the man's house, and the house across the street is bigger than his house. But ain't nobody asking where did they get their money from. The house down the street is bigger than his house. Ain't nobody put no research in the newspaper talking about where did this house, three houses down from the minister, where did they get the money from? Why would you care if your leader lives well? Does Bush have to pay for anything? No. The FBI, those people who secure Bush, they have a little green card that they carry around. They pay for absolutely nothing. They swipe the card and you pay the bill. But you're not mad because Bush lives well. You're not mad because Clinton lives well. You're not mad because Hugh Hefner lives well. Some of y'all want to go to the Playboy Mansion. I want to burn it down. You want to go for a visit. But you're not mad because he's living well. But here's a man who worked 40 years for black people. And you mad because he lives in a mansion in Hyde Park? That's crazy as hell. Let's deal with the movie. Come on, we got so much to cover. We got to finish today. Okay. The movie says when Malcolm X was in jail, he had a vision of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, right? And you see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in, sitting in a chair talking to Malcolm. That's not what Malcolm says in this book. He didn't have a vision of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He had a vision of Master Farad Muhammad. He saw Master Farad Muhammad in a vision, and Master Farad Muhammad didn't say a word to him, right? And then when he came to visit the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in Detroit, he saw the picture of Master Farad Muhammad, the same man that he saw while he was in jail. There was nobody in jail named Brother Baines that brought him to Islam. That never happened. His brothers and sisters are the people that brought him to Islam.
That's right.
Y'all follow what I'm saying? Now, Malcolm X didn't find out about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's wives because he read about it in the newspaper, like the movie tries to make you think.